Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Lots of great stuff going on in the Extension Office this fall. If you haven't heard lately, it's 4-H time. September marks the beginning of the new 4-H year. If you're interested in joining a 4-H club or group in Cass County, give us a call at the Extension Office. We can help you find the 4-H club or special interest group that meets your needs. We do have Clover Kids groups active all over the county as well now. The Clover Kids program is a special 4-H program for kids in kindergarten through third grade that focuses on positive social interactions and exploring interests such as crafts, nature, and things like that in a positive group environment with caring adults. If you have children in 4th through 12th grade, the 4-H program may be right for them. 4-H clubs work with youth on developing communication, leadership, and citizenship skills, as well as developing learning in different project areas that the youth can decide on. We also have several special interest groups here in Cass County: the Rams Shooting Sports Club, the Cowpokes Horse Club, and also the Y Science After School Program, which is a 4-H program that youth meet monthly or weekly after school to learn about hands-on science. If you're interested in enrolling, again, give us a call at the Extension Office. Especially the Y Science After School Program gets started tomorrow, Thursday the 18th. That will be happening at the Middle School Science Lab for 4th through 6th graders. That meets every week from now to November. I'm talking about the topic of science in our food. And once we come back from Christmas break, we'll also have a session in the spring with another fun science-focused topic. More information on that should have been sent home with local youth and can also be found on the Cass County Extension webpage. In other back-to-school news, we talk quite a bit about our Science of Parenting webcasts and podcasts and blogs, so we're going to talk a little bit about the topic for this month. For September, the topic of Science of Parenting is I Can't Decide. Whether you have a preschooler who can't decide what to eat or a high schooler who can't decide what to wear, children of all ages have a hard time making decisions. In our September Science of Parenting blog, human sciences specialists from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach offer suggestions on how parents can help guide youth and learn proper decision-making skills. Donna Donald, Extension Specialist in Family Life, shares that children and adults have many decisions to make each day. Sometimes they make wise decisions and sometimes they make not-so-wise decisions. With children, their age, confidence, experience, and knowledge levels are all factors in their ability to make decisions. Decision-making is an important life skill that parents can teach their children. You start by teaching young children how to make good choices when they're quite young in preschool, and the learning process continues as they grow and the decisions get more complex. In September, on the Science of Parenting website, which you can find by visiting the Iowa State University Extension webpage and typing Science of Parenting into the search box at the top of the page, they'll talk about how to turn the I can't decide into this is my decision. They'll look closely at steps to good decision making, talk about different age groups and tips for making choices and teaching children good decision-making skills at every age. And of course, you can't leave out of the discussion the topic of why children and teens occasionally make bad choices and what to do when that happens to make it into a learning or teachable moment. There are tips and topics on the blog for folks to discuss. A 4-minute podcast that gives some tips and an introduction to the topic, as well as discussion and information shared back and forth between participants. The Science of Parenting is a service of Extension across the nation, and parents are invited to join in the conversation share their thoughts and experiences, as well as how they handle their parenting responsibilities. Some of the topics we've discussed in the past are also archived on the Science of Parenting webpage, in case you want to go back and look at some of the previous topics, discussions from parents. An additional resource, now that the kids are back in school, is the Dare to Excel newsletter. Again, you can find this on the ISU Extension homepage just by typing Dare to Excel in the search box. If you would like to learn more about resources for youth in school, the Dare to Excel newsletter is published every month and is focused on helping children succeed at school by creating home environments that promote learning. Monthly newsletters focus on different themes that promote student learning. They are available to download in English and Spanish. In September, the focus is on positive behaviors, and in November, the focus is on developing good routines at home. For more information on these resources and other resources related to family life, family finances, parenting, and more, as well as to get more information about the 4-H Youth Development Program and all the ways you can be involved in that in Cass County, give us a call, 712-243-1132. We'll get you in touch with the Cass County Extension Office. You're always welcome to stop by our office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, right there on the fairgrounds on the north side of the Cass County Community Center. We're there Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And, of course, you can find us online anytime. Just search Cass County ISU Extension. You can also find us on Facebook for the latest happenings from Cass County Extension. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.